2023 Annual Conference on Independent Living Logo, Indivisible. Graphic features intersecting threads. Presented by the National Council on Independent Living. July 24 to 27, Grand Hyatt, Washington, D.C. Table of Contents. Table of Contents. A message from the Executive Director. Agenda. Schedule of events. About workshop sessions. Annual Council Meeting Agenda. Map of Independence Level, 5B. Restrooms. Health and Safety Protocols. On-site Registration. NCIL Regions by State. Do-it-yourself sign kits. What to bring. Access, accommodations, and resources. Advocate's Guide to the Hill. Sponsors. Advertisements. A message from the Executive Director. On behalf of the National Council on Independent Living, NCIL, it is with immense pleasure and great enthusiasm that we extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you to the 2023 Annual Conference on Independent Living. We are thrilled to have you here as we gather to embrace the powerful theme of Indivisible in the context of independent living and disability justice. I write this welcome message in honor of Judy Heumann, one of the founding members of NCIL. Judy shared with me how important NCIL was to her a few weeks before her passing. We spoke about what NCIL needed to do to re-establish the organization, and how NCIL could play a critical role in getting younger and older leaders together. We planned to strategize together, but unfortunately, it never happened. On a personal note, I always believed Judy was invincible. I now know that the invincibility I saw in her was what she stood for: these things will never die. So, we grab hold of the baton tightly and continue our leg of this relay race until it is time for us to give it to the next relay runner, because we must finish the race strong. NCIL welcomes all the relay runners to the 2023 Annual Conference. We gather with the theme of Indivisible, meaning impossible to be divided or separated. However, to be inseparable or impossible to separate, we must first gather together. Let's make this annual IL conference a cornerstone event, allowing our vibrant community, made up of advocates, activists, professionals, and individuals with disabilities from all walks of life, to come together in a unified, collective voice. It is NCIL's hope we bond together over these few days and beyond in such a way that we truly become indivisible. When we do, we will be able to change the world. Lastly, we cannot forget to express our deepest gratitude to our board of directors, staff, sponsors, partners, and dedicated volunteers who have played an instrumental role in making this conference a reality. Their unwavering support and commitment have allowed us to create an environment that nurtures diversity, equity, accessibility, and inclusion. Be well. Theo Brady, Executive Director. Image: Theo Brady headshot, a black man with a bald head, a salt and pepper full beard, wearing eyeglasses, sitting in a wheelchair, wearing an orange, blue, and white plaid dress shirt. Agenda: Sunday, July 23, 1 p.m. 5 p.m., Board Meeting, Farragut/Lafayette. Monday, July 24, 9 a.m. 10 a.m., Opening Plenary, Independence A. 10:30 a.m. 12 p.m., Legislation and Advocacy Updates, Independence A. 1:30 p.m. 2:45 p.m., Concurrent Workshops 1. 3 p.m. 4:15 p.m., Concurrent Workshops 2. 4:30 p.m. 5:30 p.m., Regional Caucuses, Regions 1 to 5. 5:45 p.m. 6:45 p.m., Regional Caucuses, Regions 6 to 10. Tuesday, July 25, 9 a.m. 10:15 a.m., Concurrent Workshops 3. 10:15 a.m. 12 p.m., Exhibit Fair, Independence Foyer. 12 p.m. 2 p.m., Awards Luncheon, Independence Ballroom. 2:15 p.m. 3 p.m., Annual Council Meeting, Independence Ballroom. 3:30 p.m. 5 p.m., setting NCILSDEAI North Star, Independence Ballroom. Wednesday, July 26, 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., March to the Capitol, March on. G and 11th St. N.W. 11 a.m. 12 p.m., 2023 rally at the Capitol, U.S. Capitol. 12 p.m. 5 p.m., Hill visits, U.S. Capitol. 8 p.m. 11 p.m., NCIL reception, Independence Ballroom. Thursday, July 27, 9 a.m. 10:15 a.m., concurrent workshops for 10:45 a.m. 12 p.m., concurrent workshops 5. 1:30 p.m. 2:45 p.m., concurrent workshops 6. 3:15 p.m. 4:30 p.m., closing plenary, Independence A. Friday, July 28, 9 a.m. 12 p.m., board meeting, Lafayette/Farragut. Schedule of events. Sunday, July 23. Registration open. 3 p.m. 6 p.m. Location, Independence Foyer. Board meeting. 1 p.m. 5 p.m. Location, Farragut/Lafayette. Monday, July 24. Registration and exhibits open. 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Location, Independence Foyer. Sensory retreat/quiet space. 8 a.m. 6:45 p.m. Location, McPherson. Multipurpose room. 8 a.m. 6:45 p.m. Location, Franklin. Opening plenary. 9 a.m. 10 a.m. Location, Independence A. Join us for an opening keynote address to kick off the week. The opening plenary will be moderated by Andres Gallegos and feature the following speakers: Anita Cameron, Charles Carr, Rebecca Cockley, Keith Jones, Bob Kafka, and D.O.M. Kelly. Don T. Miss the 2023 Annual Conference Opener. Legislation and Advocacy Updates. 10:30 a.m. 12 p.m. Location, Independence A. This event will feature a panel of invited speakers. More information coming soon. Concurrent workshops 1. 1:30 p.m. 2:45 p.m. Location. Workshop 1.1, Unifying Systems So People with Disabilities Have Housing Stability, Independence A. Workshop 1.2, Using Measure of Community Living to Document Results, Independence BCDE. Workshop 1.3, Beyond Impact Cultural Awareness Tool, Equity, Inclusion, and Diversity, Finding Common Ground, Lafayette/Farragut. Workshop 1.4, An Insider's View to Grant Making, Funding from a Grant Maker's Perspective, Independence FGHI. Concurrent Workshops 2. 3 p.m. 4:15 p.m. Location. Workshop 2.1, Building Successful Collaborative Partnerships, Independence A. Workshop 2.2, Better Together. How to Standardize Home Modification Programming Among SILs and Maximize the Outcomes, Independence BCDE. Workshop 2.3, No One Left Behind, Centering Multiply Marginalized Disabled People in Assisted Suicide Opposition Work, Lafayette/Farragut. Workshop 2.4, Workforce Innovation, Building the SILs of Tomorrow, Independence FGHI. Regional Caucuses, Regions 1 to 5. 4:30 p.m. 5:30 p.m. Location. Region 1, Independence BCDE. Region 2, Washington Boardroom. Region 3, Independence A. Region 4, Lafayette/Farragut. Region 5, Independence FGHI. This is an opportunity for Regions 1 to 5 to meet with their regional representatives and strategize for their Capitol Hill visits. Each state decides who will attend which meeting to ensure that every legislator is visited. A list of regions by state is available at ncil.org/regions. Regional caucuses, regions 6 to 10. 5:45 p.m. 6:45 p.m. Location. Region 6, Independence BCDE. Region 7, Washington Boardroom. Region 8, Independence FGHI. Region 9, Independence A. Region 10, Lafayette/Farragut. This is an opportunity for Regions 6 to 10 to meet with their regional representatives and strategize for their Capitol Hill visits. Each state decides who will attend which meeting to ensure that every legislator is visited. A list of regions by state is available at ncil.org/regions. Tuesday, July 25. Registration and exhibits open. 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Location, Independence Foyer. Sensory retreat/quiet space. 8 a.m. 6:30 p.m. Location, McPherson. Multipurpose room. 8 a.m. 6:30 p.m. Location, Franklin. Concurrent workshops 3. 9 a.m. 10:15 a.m. Location. Workshop 3.1, Raising Our Voices, Empowering IL Communities to Engage in Legislative Advocacy, Independence A. Workshop 3.2, Is Your Center Really Disability-Led? Independence BCDE. Workshop 3.3, A Few Things You Need to Know About Racism and Ableism, Lafayette/Farragut. Workshop 3.4, Writing a Complete SPIL, Independence FGHI. Exhibit Fair. 10:15 a.m. 12 p.m. Location, Independence Foyer. Spend some time browsing the products and services offered by our exhibitors, many of which are your fellow NCIL members. The NCIL conference would not be possible without the generous support of our exhibitors and sponsors. Exhibits will be open all day Monday and Tuesday. Awards Luncheon. 12 p.m. 2 p.m. Location, Independence Ballroom. Join us to celebrate and honor this year's National Award winners. Awards will be presented over lunch. Admission to this event is included in full conference registration. Annual Council Meeting. 2:15 p.m. 3 p.m. Location, Independence Ballroom. Attend the annual council meeting to hear the results of the elections for governing board members. This year, elections were held prior to the conference for president, treasurer, 3 member at-large positions, and representatives of regions I, 3, V, 7, 9, 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. See agenda on page 29 for further information. Setting NCILSDEAI North Star. 3:30 p.m. 5 p.m. Location, Independence Ballroom. This session will utilize the North Star process, which Dr. Kevin Sansbury, MBA, SPHR will facilitate. The planning session will focus on setting the direction for the Diversity, Equity, Accessibility, and Inclusion, DEAI, committee as it is being relaunched, from a diversity committee to a more active DEAI committee that will keep NCIL accountable to the DEAI committee's mission statement. The mission of the DEAL committee is to empower every voice within the independent living and disability justice movements to be heard and validated, to move collectively as one network, and to foster accountability within our organization and society as a whole. Wednesday, July 26. March to the Capitol, march on. 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. NCIL members march from the Grand Hyatt to Capitol Hill demonstrating support for the independence of people with disabilities and funding for our independent living program. Complimentary do-it-yourself sign kits will be available on the conference floor the afternoon of Tuesday, July 25. Participants should assemble at 9:30 a.m. at G and 11th Streets, NW. The march will begin promptly at 10 a.m. 2023 rally at the Capitol. 11 a.m. 12 p.m. Location, U.S. Capitol. Marchers will converge in front of the Capitol building for an empowering rally featuring a number of speakers, including leaders in the independent living movement and elected officials working on issues we care about. Lunch, on your own, please prepare accordingly. Bottled water will be provided. Hill visits. 12 p.m. 5 p.m. Location, U.S. Capitol. After the rally, NCIL members are strongly encouraged to go and meet with their elected officials, or set up virtual meetings where necessary, to discuss NCIL's 2023 Advocacy Day priorities and any other pieces of legislation impacting independence for people with disabilities that is important to you. These meetings must be arranged in advance. Senators and representatives set their own policies about whether they are meeting with constituents in person or virtually. The public spaces within the Grand Hyatt can be utilized for in-person meetings with elected officials and their staff for those needing a meeting space outside of the Capitol. When scheduling meetings, ask about any COVID protocol or practices that are required so that you can be prepared. Congressional contact information is available at House.gov and Senate.gov, or you can call the U.S. Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121 or 202-224-3091, TTY, and ask for your senators and/or representative's offices. Participants must arrange their own accommodations, including interpreters, for Hill visits ahead of time. Direct requests for interpreters and other accommodations to congressional staff. Contact Angela at ncil.org with any questions. NCIL reception. 8 p.m. 11 p.m. Location, Independence Ballroom. Join us as we celebrate the 2023 Annual Conference on Independent Living. Come ready to join your fellow advocates in merriment and don't forget your dancing shoes. Light snacks and non-alcoholic beverages will be available free of charge, accompanied by a cash bar. Thursday, July 27. Registration open. 8 a.m. 12 p.m. Location, Independence Foyer. Sensory retreat / quiet space. 8 a.m. 4:30 p.m. Location, McPherson. Multipurpose room. 8 a.m. 4:30 p.m. Location, Franklin. Concurrent workshops 4. 9 a.m. 10:15 a.m. Location, Workshop 4.1, Advocate and Community Engagement with the HCBS Final Settings Rule, Independence A. Workshop 4.2, Elevating Lived Experience for Independent Living, Independence BCDE. Workshop 4.3, Advocacy Through SILC Collaborations, Lafayette/Farragut. Workshop 4.4, Building and Activating ACIL Race Equity Plan, Independence FGHI. Concurrent Workshops 5. 10:45 a.m. 12 p.m. Location. Workshop 5.1, Living Green, Healthy and Mindful, Education and Sensitivity Awareness and Accommodation Suggestions for the Fragrance-Sensitive, Chemically-Sensitive and Allergic Disabled Populations, Independence A. Workshop 5.2, New Disabled South, How Regional Disability Justice Strategy is Key to Collective Power Building, Independence BCDE. Workshop 5.3, State Plan Evaluation, Using a Three-Pronged Approach to Assess Effectiveness, Lafayette/Farragut. Workshop 5.4, Persistent Barriers for People with Mobility Disabilities in Air Travel, Public Rights of Way, Recreation Facilities, Independence FGHI. Concurrent Workshop 6. 1:30 p.m. 2:45 p.m. Location. Workshop 6.1, Employment and Financial Empowerment, Tools and Resources to Support DEAI-CIL Core Services, Independence A. Workshop 6.2, Staying Engaged in a National and Global Movement, Independence BCDE. Workshop 6.3, Guardianship 101, Is This a New Frontier for CILs? Lafayette/Farragut. Workshop 6.4, Disability-Led Disaster Preparedness, Response, and Recovery, Independence FGHI. Closing plenary. 3:15 p.m. 4:30 p.m. Location, Independence A. Friday, July 28. Board meeting. 9 a.m. 12 p.m. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. About workshop sessions. Workshop sessions. Workshops are classified by target audience, frontline staff and consumers, advocates and project directors, or executive directors and board members. Workshops are also classified as newcomer, experienced, or appropriate for all knowledge levels. Workshop tracks. Community organizing and systems advocacy, workshops addressing organizing and advocacy at the grassroots, statewide, and policy levels. IL workforce development and expansion, workshops looking into areas related to increasing the size of the workforce within the independent living movement at SILs and SILCs and developing youth into leaders in the IL workforce. Core services track, workshops addressing innovation and best practices in the core services of Centers for Independent Living. Equity in action, workshops that explore the different aspects of our movement as they relate to equity. This track offers space to explore best practices and current motifs surrounding anti-racism, gender inclusion, intersectionality, socioeconomic status, and other sectors in the disability movement that need to be discussed. SILCs in the IL network, workshops covering promising practices in SILC and SIL interactions, knowledge on SILC roles in the IL movement, and discussion about how SILCs can best connect to the IL community. Concurrent workshops 1. Monday, July 24, 1:32:45 p.m. Workshop 1.1, Unifying Systems So People with Disabilities Have Housing Stability. Finding and keeping affordable, accessible housing is a frequent and important reason why consumers turn to SILs. This lively session will explore three SIL roles to improve housing stability for people with disabilities. The panel will delve into essential partnerships with housing entities, funding streams, ingredients for success, and strategies to overcome challenges. During the long Q&A period, participants may ask questions so they can apply these models to their local priorities. A Housing and Services Resource Center handout will have technical assistance resources. Location, Independence A. Track, Community Organizing and Systems Advocacy. Presenters, Peter Nye, Chris Riveria, Brian Peters, Jennifer Stonemeyer. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Peter Nye is an independent living program officer at the Administration for Community Living. He is in charge of grants to some centers for independent living and some designated state entities, and he works with some statewide independent living councils. He has worked on a variety of projects that pertain to disability issues, including state plans for independent living, opportunities for connecting people to resources, and prize challenges on disability employment and disability housing. He has a bachelor's degree in English from William & Mary and a law degree from the University of Kansas. Chris Rivera is the Director of Operations at Alliance of Disability Advocates. He has been with the agency for over 10 years now and started off as a consumer receiving assistance from each of their core services and thriving as a result. He went from consumer to volunteer, volunteer to part-time work, and eventually full-time employment. Chris felt a stronger connection to the work as a result of his journey and involvement over the years. He is thankful for every day he is here and for anything he can do to help Alliance of Disability Advocates and the community they serve. Brian Peters is the Assistant Program Director of Independent Living Services at Independence First in Milwaukee, WI. He served as the CO Chair of NCILS Housing Subcommittee for over 15 years, and served multiple terms on NCILS Board. He was very involved in housing advocacy in the Milwaukee area, which led to the creation of the City of Milwaukee's Housing Trust Fund. He has served on the Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board since its inception, and most recently chaired a review process that allocated $10 million toward affordable housing projects in the city. Jennifer Stonemeyer is Executive Director at REACH, Incorporated. the Center for Independent Living serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Jenny has spent her career working within and alongside the disability community, first as a music therapist. She found her professional home in advocacy after completing a master's degree in child and family law from Loyola University Chicago School of Law. Jenny has worked in many federally funded resource centers and technical assistance projects across education, special education, employment, and community living, and continues to advocate for inclusive and accessible policies at all levels. Workshop 1.2, Using Measure of Community Living to Document Results. Alliance of Disability Advocates, ADA, uses a tool based on a measure developed by Temple University called Activities of Daily Living. This tool helps to focus on what activities consumers want to do in their community. ADA staff have found that using this tool results in greater housing retention rates. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Core Services. Audience, Advocates and Project Directors. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Vicki Smith was the Executive Director of Disability Rights NC from 2007 to 2018 when she retired. In early 2019, Vicki accepted a position at Alliance of Disability Advocates, where she is currently Executive Director. She has over 48 years of experience in disability advocacy, including 10 years at NDRN in Washington, D.C., where she led their Training and Technical Assistance Center. Vicki started her career as a special ed teacher in rural West Virginia in the 1970s. Smith is a person with TBI and a mental illness. Corey McKittrick is the Director of Programs at the Alliance of Disability Advocates, ADA, with 13 years of experience working with individuals with disabilities. Corey oversees the TCLI program and is responsible for bringing on the first adaptive sports team to the organization. After joining ADA in 2017, Corey became certified in nonprofit management as well as a certified benefits practitioner. In 2019, Corey became a member of NC Functional Assessment Support Teams to help in the event of natural disasters. Workshop 1.3, Beyond Impact Cultural Awareness Tool, Equity, Inclusion, and Diversity, Finding Common Ground. Go beyond traditional diversity, equity, and inclusion practices to boldly create a lasting impact in your workforce, team, and community. Make connections with others. Be inspired. Build a playbook of implementable strategies to transform business workplaces and community culture into one of real inclusion. This cultural awareness tool is not about asking people to change their values or core beliefs. Instead, the conversation on diversity, equity, and inclusion is about holding space for difficult but necessary conversations and being open to ideas, perspectives, and experiences outside of your own. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, Equity in Action. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Kamika Kredl is CEO of Kredl Consulting, LLC and Executive Director with the John Maxwell Team, the largest global leadership and training organization in the world. She currently works with Fortune 500 businesses, nonprofit organizations, government departments, school districts, and small businesses. She is a diversity, equity, and inclusion leader, educational consultant, an executive coach. She is an advocate, community leader, facilitator, and committed supporter for children, youth, families, and older adults, having served as a trainer and consultant for senior adult programs and USA Food Bank organizations throughout the country. Workshop 1.4, An Insider's View to Grant Making, Funding from a Grant Maker's Perspective. To most people, grant making is a closed and secretive process, completed by funders sitting in a remote office tower. How do foundations find, fund, and manage their grants? This session provides an insider's view on the skills and attributes behind successful grant making, such as grant selection and review, project management, and evaluation. Understanding these basic decision-making principles used by foundations will bolster your working relationship with funding partners. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, IL Workforce Development and Expansion. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Elaine Katz oversees Kessler Foundation's grant-making program and communications departments. During her tenure, the foundation has awarded more than $50 million for disability employment programs. Ms. Katz works with organizations in board development, fundraising, marketing, and business development. She serves many local and national boards focused on disability and workforce. Elaine served as a member of the Human and Children's Services Transition Advisory Committee for Governor-elect Phil Murphy. Ms. Katz has received a number of community awards for her work in the disability field. Concurrent workshops 2. Monday, July 24, 3 to 4:15 p.m. Workshop 2.1, Building Successful Collaborative Partnerships. Today's SILCs and SILs are experiencing limited resources and increasing consumer needs. This workshop provides a roadmap for building successful and long-lasting collaborative partnerships to achieve your goals. The Connecticut SILC and SILs will share experiences and outcomes in implementing successful collaborative practices. Location, Independence A. Track, Community Organizing and Systems Advocacy. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Molly Cole is the executive director of the CT State Independent Living Council. She has over 40 years of experience in the fields of developmental disabilities and nonprofit management. She has an array of leadership experience, including serving as the associate director of the University of Connecticut Center for Excellence in Developmental Disabilities and the director of the Connecticut Council on Developmental Disabilities. She is the past president of the National Association of Councils on Developmental Disabilities, a founding member of Family Voices, a national grassroots organization, and past president of the National Family Voices Board of Directors. She has published articles on leadership and family support and written and directed numerous grant-funded projects. She is the former executive director of Favor Incorporated, a statewide family advocacy organization, and directed the Family Center at CT Children's Medical Center. Rich Luby has more than 15 years of expertise in disability and inclusion training, initiative development, and workforce development for nonprofits, healthcare organizations, educational institutions, and Fortune 500 companies. He currently leverages these experiences as a program manager and advocate at Independence Northwest of Connecticut, one of five independent living centers in the state. Rich leads with an empathetic nature and attains results through collaborative approaches. Music, family, and laughter fuel me. Community impact keeps me moving. Workshop 2.2, Better Together. How to standardize home modification programming among SILs and maximize the outcomes. According to a 2022 NCIL survey, 70% of SILs offer home modification services. However, each SIL differs in how homes are assessed to determine eligibility and scope of work. Learn how SILs in Florida and North Carolina are unifying efforts in service delivery by standardizing home modification programming utilizing home assessment technology. Understand how client-centric modification solutions based on the consumer's daily lifestyle link to safety and accessibility in the home. Learn how this assessment process impacts outcome measures and helps to establish consistency among various programs. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Core Services. Audience, Advocates and Project Directors. Knowledge Level, Appropriate for All Knowledge Levels. Carolyn Sithong has over 20 years of experience as a clinical, educational, and community-based occupational therapist with award-winning practices. She is specially certified in the area of environmental modifications, SCEM, by the American Occupational Therapy Association, AOTA. She has spearheaded aging-in-place initiatives and home modification programming for local, state and national organizations. She has served the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Centers for Independent Living, NC Statewide Independent Living Council, AARP, National Rebuilding Together, Home Depot and AOTA, with her expertise in the home modification area. She is the current CEO of Home for Life Design. Rosemary Miles has served as the executive director for the Space Coast SIL-D/B/A Resource Center for Disability Solutions, a nonprofit organization designated a center for independent living, since December 2015. Previously, Mrs. Miles provided accounting services and supported various programs that enforced the Fair Housing Act through systemic testing procedures, fair housing education and outreach and home modifications with emphasis on accessibility. While at the Fair Housing Organization, Mrs. Miles conducted systemic testing for housing availability for persons with disabilities in partnership with the SIL. Workshop 2.3, No One Left Behind, Centering Multiply Marginalized Disabled People in Assisted Suicide Opposition Work. Participants will learn why assisted suicide is such a crucial issue for multiply marginalized disabled people. The workshop will explore how race, class, and gender identity contribute to the systemic discrimination that makes assisted suicide a dangerous policy in our profit-driven healthcare system. Participants will also learn best practices for advocating against assisted suicide in ways that center multiply marginalized disabled people. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, Equity in Action. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Anita Cameron began working as Director of Minority Outreach for Not Dead Yet in January 2017. She has met with national and state policymakers and writes persuasively in opposition to a public policy of assisted suicide from the perspective of communities of color who experience disparities in access to healthcare. Anita also serves on the National Disability Leadership Alliance's Racism Task Force. She holds a degree in biology from University of Illinois at Chicago Circle and a degree in Computer Information Systems from Community College of Denver. Jules Good, they/them, is a disability justice activist and assistant director/policy analyst with Not Dead Yet. They are late deaf and multiply disabled. Jules holds a Master in Public Policy from the University of New Hampshire, and formerly worked as the Relay and Assistive Technology Outreach Specialist with Northeast Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services. They also founded their own organization, Neighborhood Access, which works with nonprofits, state agencies, and private businesses to aid in making practices and processes more accessible to the disabled community. Jules is deeply involved in disability justice work both locally in their current home state of New Hampshire, and nationally. Workshop 2.4, Workforce Innovation, Building the SILs of Tomorrow. Dedicated and engaged staff are the foundation of an impactful SIL. This workshop will share tips, tools, and lessons learned on how to grow a SIL workforce that mirrors the IL philosophy. Participants will learn how one SIL has implemented new approaches to attract the next generation of leaders while also increasing employee retention by building a culture of respect, responsibility, trust, and autonomy. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, IL Workforce Development and Expansion. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Deanna Robbins, pronouns, she, her, hers, is the OVW project coordinator at RAMP, a non-residential SIL in Northern Illinois. She directs the OVW Disability Grant Program, which aims to strengthen agency relationships and increase service capacity for providing accessible, safe, and effective services to survivors with disabilities and deaf survivors in Winnebago County. She has enjoyed a few roles at RAMP since being hired in January of 2019. These include Youth Education Advocate, Fast Track Coordinator, and Winnebago County Manager. She is a proud Rock Valley College alum and completed a bachelor's degree in psychology with Ottawa University, minoring in communications. Autumn Kubatsk is RAMP's Human Resources Manager. She started her career with RAMP in 2013 as the Curriculum Services Manager, in 2016 became the Stevenson County Manager, and most recently took on the HR role in 2023. Prior to her time at RAMP, Autumn worked for 8 years in marketing as a project and client manager. Autumn enjoys networking and loves to find new ways to improve day-to-day processes within the agency through her organization and communication skills. She has an associate's degree from Highland Community College and a Bachelor of Arts in Public Relations and Communication from Illinois State University. Concurrent workshops 3. Tuesday, July 25, 9 o'clock 10:15 a.m. Workshop 3.1, Raising Our Voices, Empowering IL Communities to Engage in Legislative Advocacy. Every forward stride in IL has occurred because people with disabilities raised our voices. One of the most effective ways to advance our mission is to urge policymakers to change laws and add protections that allow our people to thrive. Join members of the Legislative Committee of the Maryland Statewide Independent Living Council, who will share effective strategies and projects they have implemented to mobilize their state's independent living network to advocate on the state level. There will be opportunities for hearing ideas from workshop participants. Only by coming together and sharing ideas are we truly indivisible. Location, Independence A. Track, Community Organizing and Systems Advocacy. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Hindley Williams is the co-chair of the Maryland SILCS Legislative Committee and a program director at the Image Center of Maryland. She has been working in the IL field for 6 years and is committed to its core values in all aspects of her work. Her particular expertise is in housing navigation services, youth transition, and legislative advocacy. She has been actively advocating for disability issues for the last 10 years and has given legislative advocacy trainings to individuals with disabilities of all ages. These opportunities have allowed her to see firsthand the effectiveness of advocacy by people with disabilities for the concerns that impact their daily lives. Sarah Basehart is the executive director of Independence Now, a center for independent living in Maryland. While maintaining the core independent living services, Independence Now is also the state WIPA and hosts the Maryland Youth Leadership Forum annually. Independence Now serves as a supports planning agency, providing case management for individuals on Medicaid waivers. Sarah has been an active member of the Maryland Partnership for Affordable Housing for many years, working to bring opportunities for subsidized housing to people with disabilities. Sarah has worked within the disability advocacy community for 25 years and has been known to bring her teenagers to Annapolis for Medicaid hearings to help pack the room. Lorna Mae Silkett has been an educator and an advocate for over 20 years and is currently a disability advocate for the Freedom Center in Maryland. She provides pre-employment transition services to youth, assists with housing case management, is a certified benefits counselor, and is a valued part of the employment network at the Freedom Center. She hosts a weekly show called The Freedom Train, which educates, informs, and encourages the community at large, and she is now the secretary of the Maryland SILC. She strongly believes in serving with excellence and is enthusiastic about letting others know they do not have to settle for less. Workshop 3.2, Is Your Center Really Disability-Led? The Rehabilitation Act is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It's time to review and recalibrate what independent living should and can look like. From the beginning, we have been a movement that is led by people with significant disabilities. We have been led through disability pride and the benefits of running an organization when you have lived experience with disability. But have some centers drifted from this philosophy? Have we become service providers instead of movers and shakers in the world around us? Are there things that SILS should not do? Can we afford to be truly disability-focused, disability-led, and centered on changing our society to be fully accessible for all of us? Join us in a discussion of our roots and our future. What should independent living really look like? Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Core Services. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Kimberly Tizot proudly serves as the President and Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of ABLE-SC, where she guides the staff in applying the philosophy of independent living to real situations. Kimberly believes in the value of individualized and community-based empowerment as she wants people to recognize their full potential. Under Kimberly's leadership, ABLE-SC has experienced years of growth, success, and has become a nationally recognized SIL. Kimberly's road to disability rights began at an early age, after having her leg amputated from a rare childhood cancer, alveolar rhabdomyosarcoma. Kimberly began deciding her style of mobility, becoming the first soccer player with a disability in her town, and speaking up anytime she was treated differently. Kimberly has over 20 years of experience advocating for disability inclusion on a local, state, and federal level, and also internationally. Wednesday Jones is an employment and financial literacy specialist. As someone living with autism, ADHD, a psychotic disorder, and scoliosis, their expertise goes beyond their professional experience. Wednesday is passionate about providing culturally competent services to multi-marginalized people. Through education, they believe people with disabilities can take pride in and advocate for themselves. Wednesday also wants to make society more accepting and accessible as a whole. Wednesday works out of the Columbia office and loves science fiction. Their favorite TV show is Star Trek, The Next Generation. Paula L. McKelvey is the Director of Technical Assistance for the ILNet National Training and Technical Assistance Center for Independent Living at ILRU. Beginning in 1979, Paula McKelvey directed Link, Inc., based in Hayes, Kansas, one of the first 10 states funded through the Rehabilitation Act. She worked in the disability field in Kansas for 25 years, and was appointed by two governors to serve three terms on the statewide Independent Living Council of Kansas. In 2000, McKelvey relocated to Fresno, California, where she has served on the Board of Resources for Independence of the Central Valley, a long-standing California center. Workshop 3.3, A Few Things You Need to Know About Racism and Ableism. Attendees will better understand what factors contribute to their worldview on racism and ableism. This workshop will explore some real-life examples of racism and ableism and present some action steps to assist attendees with better managing their prejudices and biases. Finally, attendees will participate in an interactive exercise demonstrating how easily our unconscious biases exist when encountering folks from marginalized groups. Pictures are necessary with this exercise. A descriptive caption will be provided for each image. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, Equity in Action. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Theo W. Brady is the NCIL Executive Director. Theo served as Chief Executive Officer of the Center for Independent Living of Central PA, CILP, for nearly 31 years, from the beginning of the center in 1989. He is noted for being one of the first, if not the first, CIL leaders to develop and embrace the concept of living well with a disability. Under his leadership, CILP built a gym and developed resources to support that goal. Theo was instrumental in PA becoming the first state to pass a law establishing an affordable, accessible rural transportation program. He has also played an important role in establishing and expanding Medicaid waiver services in PA. Theo has served as an adjunct professor at Millersville University, teaching courses on discrimination and oppression of persons with disabilities, and at Temple University, teaching graduate courses in social welfare policy for graduate students entering the Master's degree program for social work. Workshop 3.4, Writing a Complete SPIL. States are preparing their next 3-year state plan for independent living, SPIL. Developing a strong timeline and state examples of best practices to create a complete SPIL. This session will focus how the SILC can take an organized and effective approach to completing the next SPIL that will discuss the writing process, outreach for public input, and planning for effective monitoring. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, SILCs in the IL Network. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Jeremy Morris is the Executive Director at Ohio Statewide Independent Living Council. Before joining the SILC in 2017, Jeremy had spent almost 10 years working in independent living, previously serving as the Executive Director of the Access Center in Dayton, Ohio, and Finance Coordinator at the Western Reserve ILC in Warren, Ohio. His background in SILS includes direct services, advocacy, and community partnerships, and operations management. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. Concurrent workshops 4. Thursday, July 27, 9 o'clock 10:15 a.m. Workshop 4.1, Advocate and Community Engagement with the HCBS Final Settings Rule. Join the conversation about the power of community input on the implementation of the final HCBS Settings Rule. Ensure disabled people, advocates, and people with lived experience have access to truly community-based supports funded by Medicaid waivers in the way the rule intends. Hear how the National Disability Network is having an impact. Location, Independence A. Track, Community Organizing and Systems Advocacy. Audience, Appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, Appropriate for all knowledge levels. Kate Brady, PhD ABD is Project Manager at HSRI for NDAP's HCBS Engagement. She is dedicated to advancing critical public systems changes that align with HSRI's goal of seeing all people living healthy, fulfilling lives as powerful members of society. Kate has worked in the field of disability policy, service, and systems advocacy for 2 decades with experience in HCBS, VR, Medicaid, Social Security, and workforce development systems. Kate thrives leading organizational, team, and individual change through the development and implementation of elaborate research and technical assistance endeavors and is adept at problem identification, process improvement, and program design, implementation, and evaluation. Workshop 4.2, Elevating Lived Experience for Independent Living. The speakers believe that the key to equity, diversity, and inclusion is in how we relate to one another. This workshop will explore how peer support values can and should be at the heart of everything we do. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Core Services. Audience, Appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, Appropriate for all knowledge levels. Nicole Ravens has been working in IL for 5 years as a supervisor, home mod assessor and now statewide coordinator for peer-run centers. She is a peer specialist and advocate serving on multiple statewide committees for mental health and substance use recovery services and peer specialists. Lakeisha Kish Hudson is a homeless outreach specialist and certified peer specialist at Independent Living Resources La Crosse since June of 2018. As a homeless outreach specialist, her lived experience offers peer support to those who are currently experiencing homelessness. She is always looking for ways to help others in the community to re-establish themselves in the community. She is a mother of 7 and has 7 grandchildren, is an active member at Bountiful Harvest of Faith Ministries where she teaches Sunday school and is a part of the worship team. She is also a La Crosse Community Foundation member as well as a board member. She is active in Moms Group, La Crosse Historical Society reenactments as well as Women of Melanin with Hope Restores. Workshop 4.3, Advocacy through SILC Collaborations. Many SILCs want to become more engaged in advocacy efforts in their state but may not have the capacity to fully engage in all areas of advocacy. In this session, panelists will discuss how they were able to build advocacy efforts by working with other organizations that are actively involved in advocacy efforts in their state. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, SILCs in the IL Network. Audience, Appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, Appropriate for all knowledge levels. Beth Meyer is currently the Executive Director of the Florida Independent Living Council, FILC. She has over 25 years of experience working with people with disabilities, including as an ADA coordinator and her work at Centers for Independent Living. Beth attended UNF as a special education major, and has completed her ADA certification. Shelley Richardson was hired as executive director of the Statewide Independent Living Council of Illinois in March 2017. As director, she works with the 22 Centers for Independent Living, CILS, and other agencies across the state, to provide the leadership, research, planning, and education required to support independent living services for people with disabilities across Illinois. She also serves as a member of the Statewide Rehabilitation Council, SRC, of Illinois, Illinois Social Services Advisory Council, ISAC, Illinois Assistive Technology Program, IATP, Advisory Council, Housing Action Illinois, HI, Board, and has been a longtime member of HI's Advocacy Advisory Group. Workshop 4.4, Building and Activating a SIL Race Equity Plan. Following on Trish and Amber's closing plenary speech for the 2022 NCIL conference, they will facilitate a workshop to further our community's dialogue on the importance of equity in SIL hiring practices, programmatic endeavors, and best practices to put the words into action. They will review the process of creating Access Living's current race equity plan, with a presentation of the key principles and steps to put equity into action. They will discuss external equity building, again with the example of principles and steps from Access Living's race equity plan. Presenters encourage participants to consider how to apply these ideas to your own work and problem-solve barriers that may present themselves. They hope to help you jumpstart your SIL's efforts to put equity into action. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, Equity in Action. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, experienced. Latricia Seye, as the Director of Independent Living Services since January 2021, Latricia, Trish, C. oversees all of Access Living's direct services, including program development, evaluation of annual goals and objectives, budgeting and planning, and managing the largest department within the organization. Before joining Access Living, Trish was the Assistant Director of Fair Housing and ADA Compliance at the Chicago Housing Authority, CHA, the third largest housing authority in the country. Trish is guided by a philosophy that not everyone is far off from needing help. Trish holds a Bachelor's in African American Studies, a post-baccalaureate paralegal certificate, and a Master's in Public Administration with a concentration in government management. In 2018, she was inducted into the National Society of Leadership and Success. In 2021, Trish was selected for the United Way of Metro Chicago and the Baumhart Center of Loyola University's Responsible Business Leaders Fall 2021 cohort. Amber Smock has served as Access Living's Director of Advocacy since 2010. She executes Access Living's advocacy vision through policy, community organizing, and issue education. She guides Access Living's power building at the local, state, and national levels across a range of disability topics, including healthcare, home and community-based services, housing, education, transportation, racial justice, immigration, and diversion/reentry from the criminal system. Amber is currently appointed to the Illinois State Medicaid Advisory Committee and the Cook County Commission on Human Rights. She supports international disability exchange, most recently with Hungary, Bulgaria, Japan, and Georgia. Amber is a member of Disability Lead and Leadership Greater Chicago and a recipient of numerous local and national awards. She is a proud member of the deaf community who grew up in mainstreamed schools, learned ASL as a young adult, and now relies on lip reading, ASL interpreters, and video relay technologies for communication access. Concurrent workshops 5. Thursday, July 27, 10:45 a.m. 12 p.m. Workshop 5.1, Living Green, Healthy and Mindful, Education and Sensitivity Awareness and Accommodation Suggestions for the Fragrance-Sensitive, Chemically-Sensitive and Allergic Disabled Populations. Through education and sensitivity awareness, learn what types of accommodations can keep buildings, public places, workplaces, medical facilities, schools, and beyond more green, healthier, and less toxic. These mindful green and healthy living strategies will provide the greatly needed accommodations for those disabled with chemical sensitivities, fragrance sensitivities, asthma, migraines, learning disabilities, and more that are adversely affected by neurological toxic chemical exposures and fragrances. Location, Independence A. Track, Equity in Action. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, newcomer. Susan Hurd, MA, CAGS, LMHC is a licensed psychotherapist, disability and green health consultant, and mindfulness meditation teacher. She has over 20 years of expertise in teaching, advocating and living a green, healthy and mindful living style. She also is an inspiration in living with complex and disabling chemical sensitivities, fragrances sensitivities, mast cell activation syndrome and severe allergies, along with many other disabling medical conditions. Due to learning how to advocating well, she has had housing and workplace accommodations provided to keep her healthy. She currently provides telemedicine services in order to help provide needed disability accommodations. Workshop 5.2, New Disabled South, How Regional Disability Justice Strategy is Key to Collective Power Building. Our community suffers from a lack of data as well as the lack of an aligned organizing strategy across states. Changemakers in our space mainly work in silos and unfortunately our impact is limited by this structure. New Disabled South's unique solution, a unified and targeted organizing, advocacy, and research operation across a wide range of stakeholders in our region, is crucial for creating change and achieving a vision of justice and liberation for disabled people. The speakers believe this will be the beginning of regional disability justice work in the United States. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Community Organizing and Systems Advocacy. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. D.O.M. Kelly is the founder and CEO of New Disabled South. One of a set of triplets born with cerebral palsy, D.O.M. has been a disability advocate since he was 4 years old. With a decade of additional experience in digital and editorial strategy, he has devoted his life to disability justice, progressive policy, and advocacy. He was a 2021 New Leaders Council Fellow, serves as a board member for the Kelsey Society for Disability Studies, Neighborhood Access, and University of Pennsylvania's Nonprofit Leadership Alumni Association, and is a member of the Nation Swell Council. E.K. Hoffman, they/them/or/ze/her pronouns, is the Assistant Director of New Disabled South Rising and currently lives in Columbia, South Carolina. They hold their BA in Political Science and Women's and Gender Studies and are currently completing their Master of Social Work degree at the University of South Carolina. With 10 years of experience in various nonprofit and organizing environments, they bring perspectives in movement building from LGBTQIA and advocacy, abolition, voting rights, public health, inclusive sexual education, disability justice, and more. They are a leader in matters of accessibility, whether that be architectural, digital, or policy. They have held both micro-client-based and macro-policy-based positions that center on autonomy and interdependence. As a seasoned educator, EK is a skilled presenter who believes that once we know better, we can collectively do better. Intersectionality is a key priority in all of their work and EK does not seek to be a voice for the voiceless, but seeks to rather pass the mic, uplifting the voices of those most impacted. EK focuses on challenging white supremacy and the cishet paradigm, advocating for accessibility and disability inclusion, and creating both safe and brave spaces for us all. EK has a passion for serving the South in particular and a respect for the power and resilience in our intersectional fight for liberation. E.K.'s experiences as a white, disabled, trans, queer, Appalachian, Jewish person inform both their work and their pursuit of growth. In their free time, EK enjoys scrapbooking, painting, cuddling their zoo of pets, and cooking, in cast iron, of course. Workshop 5.3, State Plan Evaluation, Using a Three-Pronged Approach to Assess Effectiveness. It's important for you to continually ask yourself how well you re doing on three critical aspects of your state plan for independent living, implementation of your SPIL objectives, progress toward achieving those SPIL objectives, and consumer satisfaction. When you evaluate your outcomes-focused SPIL, do you have a solid approach as you work to make your SPIL as effective as possible? Your state has a unique IL program, information needs, interests, and resources which should be reflected in your evaluation plans. Join this panel for an overview of some of the overall guiding principles for your evaluation that will help keep you on a productive path. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, SILCs in the IL network. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Sandra Brighton Gross Bitter, she/her, a Hispanic, neurodivergent individual with lived experience in mental health, originally hails from a small desert town in California but now calls Texas home. After receiving a Bachelor of Science in Political Science from California Baptist University, Sandra spent the first part of her career working in public policy for the U.S. House of Representatives. In 2012, she joined the Texas State Independent Living Council staff. She most recently held the position of Executive Director, where she led the organization in policy analysis, strategic planning, project management and evaluation, legislative and government relations, resource development, and community and stakeholder outreach and engagement. In 2022, Sandra became the Director of Training for the ILRUILNET T&TA Center for Independent Living. She collaborates with an outstanding team of subject matter experts from around the country. Sandra personally enjoys focusing on advocacy issues to improve accessible transportation and housing infrastructure, planning inclusive outreach and events, and expanding mental health and neurodiversity acceptance. She lives in Austin, Texas, with her husband and two children. Carrie England began working with the California State Independent Living Council in December 2019. Her prior job was at the Department of Rehabilitation, DOR, as the section chief over the Independent Living, Assistive Technology, and Traumatic Brain Injury section. She also served at DOR as a Staff Services Manager and Senior Vocational Rehabilitation Counselor. Carrie has prior experience in independent living as a center director in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and vice president, treasurer and SIL representative for the Iowa SILC. She started her career as the project director for the Workability 4 program at Fresno State and served as adjunct faculty for the Rehabilitation Counseling Program, teaching at the graduate level. Carrie holds two Master's degrees Rehabilitation Counseling from CA State University Fresno and Business Administration with a focus in Human Capital Management from Bellevue University in Nebraska. She enjoys spending time with her family, being outdoors, crafting and playing with the family dog. Jeremy Morris is the Executive Director at Ohio Statewide Independent Living Council. Before joining the SILC in 2017, Jeremy had spent almost 10 years working in independent living, previously serving as the executive director of the Access Center in Dayton, Ohio, and finance coordinator at the Western Reserve ILC in Warren, Ohio. His background in centers for independent living includes direct services, advocacy, and community partnerships, and operations management. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. Workshop 5.4. Persistent barriers for people with mobility disabilities in air travel, public rights of way, recreation facilities. The National Council on Disability, NCD, an independent federal agency, and the Federal Voice of People with Disabilities, is embarking on the development of a report highlighting three areas that continue to pose significant barriers to societal inclusion for people with mobility disabilities, specifically, air travel, public rights of way, and recreational facilities. In this session, NCD presenters will describe continuing problems in air travel, the pervasive limitations in accessing and participating in community life, exclusion from fitness opportunities at federally funded recreation facilities, and the federal requirements governing these areas. In the second part of the session, NCD will gather feedback from individuals with mobility disabilities on their experiences in these three areas to help inform the upcoming NCD report. Location, Independence FGHI. Track, Community Organizing and Systems Advocacy. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Andres J. Gallegos. ESQ is a partner at Hughes Sokol Peers Resnick and DYM, Limited, in Chicago, Illinois, where he focuses his practice on disability rights, corporate and healthcare law. Andres founded and directs the law firm's National Disability Rights Practice, focused primarily on improving access to healthcare and wellness programs for persons across all categories of disabilities, accessible housing, and civic access. Through Andry's direction and leadership, a three-prong approach of education, for consumers and providers, advocacy, and, when required, litigation, is used to effect systemic change. Andry's also provides advice and counsel to healthcare and other entities on compliance matters relating to the Americans with Disabilities Act, the Rehabilitation Act, the Affordable Care Act, as well as state and local human and civil rights laws, ordinances, and regulations. In January 2021, on the afternoon of his inauguration, President Joseph R. Biden, Jr. appointed Andry's to be the chairman of the National Council on Disability. Anna Torres Davis is a senior attorney advisor at the National Council on Disability, where she advises the council on legal and policy issues and leads the development of reports to the President and Congress on cutting-edge issues impacting people with disabilities. Her areas of expertise include employment, healthcare discrimination and bioethics, fair housing, public accommodations, education, transportation, and vocational rehabilitation. A career civil and disability rights attorney, she has held positions as an attorney for the AARP Foundation, analyst for HUD's Office for Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity, deputy director of HUD's Fair Housing Information Clearinghouse, and assistant county attorney for Prince William County, Virginia. Anna earned her JD from the Catholic University of America and is a member of the Virginia Bar. Amy Nicholas is a senior attorney advisor at the National Council on Disability, NCD, on NCD's policy team and has been with NCD for over 8 years. The National Council on Disability is an independent federal agency tasked with advising the administration, Congress, and federal agencies on disability policy. Amy has served in the capacity as an agreement coordinator for multiple NCD reports, including subjects such as subminimum wage/ability 1, FEMA/emergency management, transportation, and employment. Amy served as the NCD designee on FEMA's National Advisory Council, NAC, IPA subcommittee and has represented NCD on multiple committees during her tenure. Prior to joining NCD, Amy was employed at the Department of Transportation as an Equal Opportunity Specialist in its Federal Transit Administration Office of Civil Rights. Amy graduated from the Robert H. McKinney Indiana University School of Law with a Doctor of Jurisprudence, JD, and attended the University of Cincinnati, where she received her Bachelor of Arts in Electronic Media. Concurrent Workshop 6. 6. Thursday, July 27, 1:32:45 p.m. Workshop 6.1, Employment and Financial Empowerment, Tools and Resources to Support DEAI-CIL Core Services. The LEAD Center will share resources to increase the independence and self-determination of people with disabilities. Learn about a financial toolkit, tax-advantaged savings accounts, bank partnerships that can provide financial education, and job development strategies, all through the lens of diversity, equity, accessibility, and inclusion, DEAI. Participants will walk through tools designed to assist people in securing their financial future, establishing bank partnerships, and how customized employment can assist in identifying employment that would be a good fit for the job seeker and potential employers. Location, Independence A. Track, Core Services. Audience, Frontline Staff and Consumers. Knowledge Level, Appropriate for All Knowledge Levels. Rebecca Salon works at National Disability Institute S.D.S., LEAD/WIOA Policy Development Center. Dr. Salon is a recognized national leader in policy/program development that promotes employment and economic self-sufficiency for individuals with disabilities. She has over 40 years of experience working with people with disabilities in both the private sector and for city/state government. Nancy Boutot is a manager of financial empowerment for National Disability Institute and provides training and technical assistance on integrating Social Security Administration benefits guidance and financial counseling, develops materials on financial capability measures, and discovery, facilitated, guided group and self-guided, and its role in both customized and integrated employment. Nancy is a certified Partner Work Incentives Coordinator, PWIC, through Virginia Commonwealth University and a certified financial counselor through the National Association of Credit Counselors. Workshop 6.2, Staying Engaged in a National and Global Movement. From local grassroots organizing to national and global activism, it can be intimidating to find your place in a movement. This workshop will help you find simple ways to engage and stay involved in meaningful and impactful ways. All of us can be heard if we know where to make the most noise. You are in this movement. You are important and your ongoing engagement is needed. Join us to get engaged, stay engaged, and make this movement strong. Location, Independence BCDE. Track, Community Organizing and Systems Advocacy. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Aaron Bayer, he/him, serves as Director of Administration for the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley in Troy, New York. Aaron also serves as the Region 2 representative on the NCIL Board of Directors, covering New Jersey, New York, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Aaron is blind and has been part of the independent living movement for more than 17 years. Aaron holds a Master of Public Administration from Marist College and focuses on advocacy, nonprofit administration, and program development. Aaron is also a musician and enjoys playing music with his loving wife, Maria. Their two dogs, Stella and Tardis, and weird cat, Guinness, enjoy Aaron's company, especially when he wrestles and feeds them. Kimberly Meck is the Executive Director of Disability Empowerment Center in Seattle, WA. She advocates extensively throughout the community with the beliefs that everyone deserves to be treated with equity, to be included and to have choices. Kimberly has a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling and is also a certified disability management specialist and certified rehabilitation counselor. She is currently the chair of the Washington State Independent Living Council and serves as the National Council on Independent Living Region 10 representative. Marty Musser is the advocacy director at Disability Rights and Resources, the CIL in Charlotte, NC. Her advocacy work focuses on civil rights and discrimination issues related to disability. She is a certified Americans with Disabilities Act coordinator through the University of Missouri. She serves on the NCIL board as the Region 4 representative. Samantha Moreno is an independent living counselor at Progressive Independence, Inc. in Norman, OK. She is a daughter, a sister, a wife, an owner of three wonderful dogs, and an advocate with spinal muscular atrophy type 2. Samantha received her master's in rehabilitation counseling from the University of Tennessee and is a certified rehabilitation counselor. She currently serves as the NCIL Region 6 representative and is a member of the NCIL Healthcare Long-Term Services and Supports Subcommittee. Workshop 6.3, Guardianship 101, is this a new frontier for CILs? With the revealing of the circumstances of the situation with Britney Spears, the issue of guardianship became national news. The reality is that abusive guardianship cases are very commonplace, particularly for people being served by CILs. During this presentation, the panel will discuss how guardianship interferes with the principles of the independent living. Understanding the guardianship system and the less restrictive alternatives are crucial for CILs. The panel will highlight how the CILs are working to influence policy, educate legislators, and divert/restore the rights of those at risk. Location, Lafayette/Farragut. Track, Community Organizing and Systems Advocacy. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Michael Greer is the Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Council on Independent Living, PCIL, where he functions in a leadership capacity and works with individual CIL leadership on a statewide basis. The primary focus is to play a significant role in independent living, IL, advocacy by promoting the philosophy and challenging societal norms toward greater independence. An additional role is to consistently explore potential partnerships and new business opportunities that will continue to build the strength of PCIL and its membership. Mike has an extensive background in senior leadership in the behavioral healthcare industry in multiple states. Misty Dion is the proud CEO of the Roads to Freedom SIL, RTFSIL, of North Central PA with over 17 years of experience advancing disability rights and justice on a local, state, and national level. Under Misty's leadership, RTFSIL has become a nationally recognized SIL for its relentless opposition to guardianship, successful transition services, and most recently, as the first SIL to provide emergency relocation services through FEMA. She is the president of the Pennsylvania Council on Independent Living and a board member of the North Central PA Workforce Board and the Association of Programs for Rural Independent Living, APRIL. Thomas Olin is a photojournalist who has been involved with assisting and documenting the disability rights movement since 1985. He first became interested in disability rights when he worked as an orderly at a rehabilitation hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan at the age of 19. He got his start as a photographer after originally working at a video production company while in college at Berkeley, and he started to take photography classes at a community college. In addition to documenting the ADAPT movement, he has documented many other disability rights events. Thomas H. Earl is the Chief Executive Officer at Liberty Resources, Incorporated, LRI, Philadelphia's federally funded Center for Independent Living for People with Disabilities. For more than 30 years, he has championed the legal rights of people with disabilities as both an advocate and a Pennsylvania licensed attorney. His practice includes employment discrimination, private and public housing discrimination, and improving accessibility in places of public accommodation, including electronic access to voting machines, ATMs, and public transportation. Workshop 6.4, Disability-Led Disaster Preparedness, Response, and Recovery. Learn from the Partnership for Inclusive Disaster Strategies, the Partnership, the only U.S. disability-led disaster hub, about what disability-led preparedness, response, and recovery means and looks like. How can SILs, SILCs, and other stakeholders work together to ensure they are incorporating inclusive emergency management throughout regular organization operations and during disasters, and how the Partnership can help? Location, Independence FGHI. Track, Community Organizing and Systems Advocacy. Audience, appropriate for all audiences. Knowledge level, appropriate for all knowledge levels. Sherry Myers is a nationally recognized expert on inclusive disaster services, which integrate the access and functional needs of the whole community before, during, and after emergencies. She is committed to advancing disability-led disaster preparedness, response, and recovery, with a focus on civil rights protections and disability justice. She joined the Partnership for Inclusive Disaster Strategies on February 1, 2023, as the organization's Disaster Operations Coordinator. She supports domestic and global preparedness, response, and recovery operations, and oversees the Partnership's Disability and Disaster Hotline. Annual Council Meeting Agenda. Tuesday, July 25, 2023, 2:15 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Independence Ballroom, Grand Hyatt, Washington. Please note the times outlined below are estimated and may occur earlier or later than stated in the agenda. 2:15 p.m. Call to order and welcome. Kent Crenshaw. 2:20 p.m. Review of nomination and election procedures. Jason Bailongi. 2:25 p.m. Announcement of elected executive committee positions. Jason Bailongi, President, Treasurer. Announcement of member at large positions. Jason Bailongi, 4 elected positions. Announcement of elected regional representative positions. Jason Bailongi, Regions 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. 2:30 p.m. Reports. A. President, Kent Crenshaw. B. Executive Director, Theo Brady. C. Vice President, Jeff Hughes. D. Secretary, Jason Bailongi. E. Treasurer, Jeremy Morris. 2:45 p.m. Acknowledgement of NCILS committees and subcommittees. Jeff Hughes. 2:48 p.m. Resolutions and bylaws. Jason Bailongi. 2:55 p.m. Old Business. Kent Crenshaw. New Business. Announcements. 3 p.m. Adjournment. Image, Map of Independence Level, 5B. Restrooms. All restrooms on Independence Level, 5B, will be gender inclusive for the duration of the conference. Health and safety protocols. The health and safety of our guests and attendees is very important to the National Council on Independent Living. By attending the 2023 Annual Conference on Independent Living, you agree to abide by and engage in certain health and safety protocols while attending the conference sessions. Proactive measures must be taken in response to varied illness currently circulating, including COVID-19. NCIL continues to monitor updates from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the Washington, D.C. Department of Public Health. NCIL will follow applicable federal, state, and local laws, adapting our plans and sharing updates with our attendees along with care and cleanliness commitment and guidelines from the Grand Hyatt Washington. Here are NCIL's health and safety protocols for 2023 Annual Conference on Independent Living. Please note, these may be adjusted dependent on the current public health environment. Masks, NCIL will require masks to be worn at all annual conference-related activities inside the Grand Hyatt Washington unless you request an exemption. For all outdoor activities, mask wearing will be optional. In partnership with AAPD, Project N95 has once again donated masks. Please plan to bring your own personal mask, and we will have N95s, KF94s, and KN95s available with instructions on how to use them and how to reuse them. Image, Project N95 logo. Image, AAPD logo. If you have any questions regarding the new mandates, please reach out to Jenny at ncil.org. Social distancing. Social distancing will be practiced at all annual conference activities. COVID-19 vaccine. We are not requiring a COVID-19 vaccine to attend the NCIL conference this year. Accommodations. Accommodations may be requested on the registration form in the comments section or by emailing Jenny at ncil.org. COVID-19 tests. NCIL will have COVID-19 tests on site. Please feel free to ask for one if you or someone you know has been exposed or is experiencing symptoms. On-site registration. NCIL member, $340. Non-member, $440. Youth, 26 or younger, $150. Daily rate, NCIL member, $130/day. Daily rate, non-member, $175/day. Luncheon ticket, $75, included in Tuesday's daily rate. Personal assistant registration policy. Personal assistants are not required to pay the registration fee but should fill out a form to receive a badge. Personal assistants are welcome to attend all conference events, including scheduled meals and receptions. Meals. Your ticket to the luncheon is your name badge. Unregistered guests may purchase luncheon tickets for $75. NCIL regions by state. Region I, 1 Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont. Region I representative, Steve Higgins. Region 2, 2 New Jersey, New York, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. Region 2 representative, Aaron Bayer. Region 3, 3 Delaware, District of Columbia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia. Region 3 representative, Karen Mikalski-Carney. Region 4, 4 Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. Region 4 representative, Marty Musser. Region V, 5 Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin. Region V representative, John Herring. Region 6, 6 Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas. Region 6 representative, Samantha Moreno. Region 7, 7 Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska. Region 7 Representative, vacant. Region 8, 8 Colorado, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming. Region 8 Representative, Joel Pedden. Region 9, 9 Arizona, California, Hawaii, Nevada, American Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. Region 9 Representative, Lisa Hayes. Region X, 10 Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, Washington. Region X Representative, Kimberly Meck. Do-it-yourself sign kits. Complimentary do-it-yourself sign kits will be available on the conference floor the afternoon of Tuesday, July 25. Please take the kit back to your room and use it to create your signs for the rally on Wednesday. Feel free to be creative. Some examples include 5 for 5, Fund Centers for Independent Living. Disability is a natural part of the human condition. Independent Living. Free our people / institutionalization is no way to live. Disability rights are civil rights number NCIL 2023. Don't roll back our rights. ADA, making the dream live for all. Nothing about us without us. Full community integration now. Employment equals empowerment. Equality now. America for all. Justice delayed is justice denied. Our homes not nursing homes. Number free our people. ADA, I am equal to. Civil rights are not special needs. The future is accessible. Access is a civil right. Cure ableism number check your privilege. Disability power. Number disability pride. Disabled people vote number crypt the vote. Justice not just us. People over profits. What to bring. Remember to bring along the following items to ensure your comfort and safety. Attire appropriate for both very hot and chilly temperatures. Repair equipment / tools for your devices, and any medications or assistive devices you may need during strenuous activity. Access, accommodations, and resources. Environmental / chemical sensitivities. Fragrances and chemicals can be barriers to access. To help make this conference accessible to participants for whom chemicals or fragrances are an access barrier, NCIL requests that you come fragrance-free. Please refrain from wearing any scented products or washing with them. This includes clothing that has been laundered with fragranced detergent or fabric softening products. Additionally, please completely air out any dry cleaned clothing before wearing it to the conference. Smoke can also be an access barrier. It is essential that we maintain a smoke-free environment. If you smoke, please use the designated smoking area located outside the Hyatt. Please refrain from smoking near any other doorways or paths of travel. The hotel entrance at 11th Street should be the least polluted with cigarette smoke and vehicle exhaust, although it unfortunately has steps. Parking. The maximum vehicle height for the garage at the Grand Hyatt is 6'6". Taller vehicles, up to 8'2", may park in the city center complex, directly across the street from the Grand Hyatt. City Center offers an overnight parking rate of $24/night, which is less than the rates at the Grand Hyatt. Sensory retreat / quiet room. The McPherson Room will be available throughout the conference as a sensory retreat. This room is reserved for individuals that need a break from overstimulation and / or the large group environment of the conference. Please help us maintain this accommodation. Do not use this space to hold conversations or meetings. Franklin is available as a multi-purpose room / dialogue zone. Auxiliary aids and services. Card captioning, sign language interpreters, assistive listening devices, personal assistants, accessible materials, and other services will be provided for all conference activities. However, participants must arrange their own services for Hill visits. Congress is responsible for providing interpreters for Hill visits upon request. Email contact, interpreters@saa.senate.gov. Local service providers, personal assistance services. NCILS personal assistance will be available during conference hours only. Use the information below to arrange your own personal assistance service during non-conference hours. Independence Center of Northern VA, SIL, Arlington, VA. Contact, Rushika Lalwani, PA Coordinator. Phone, 703-525-3268. Email, ruchikal@ecnv.org. Local Service Providers, Wheelchair and Scooter Rental and Repair. ZASK Medical Supply, Alexandria, VA. Phone, 703-354-1266. Email, info@zaskmedical.com. Scooter Round, Rentals Only. Delivery Available. Phone, 1-888-441-7575. Website, scooteround.com. Express Mobility Services. Phone, 703-346-8796. Website, expressmobilityservices.com. Scooter Plus / Lennox Medical Supply, Rentals Only. Delivery Available. Phone, 1-866-474-4356 or 202-387-1960. Website, lennoxmedicalsupply.com. Advocate's Guide to the Hill. Each year, the highlight of the NCIL annual conference is the convergence of members from across the nation, who unite on Capitol Hill to share stories of discrimination, institutionalization, and segregation with their senators and representatives. Rally and Hill Day. Wednesday, July 26 has been set aside for NCIL's Rally and Hill Day. The rally will take place at the U.S. Capitol in Area 12, next to the reflecting pool. After the rally, NCIL members are strongly encouraged to go and meet with their elected officials, or set up virtual meetings where necessary, to discuss pressing issues. These meetings must be arranged in advance. Senators and representatives set their own policies about whether they are meeting with constituents in person or virtually. When scheduling meetings, ask about any COVID protocol or practices that are required so that you can be prepared. The public spaces within the Grand Hyatt can be utilized for in-person meetings with elected officials and their staff for those needing a meeting space outside of the Capitol. Getting to the Capitol. Directions from the Grand Hyatt Hotel to Area 12, next to the Capitol Reflecting Pool. Depart 11th and G Streets NW. Travel 2 blocks east on G St. NW. Turn right on 9th St. NW, travel 3 blocks south. Turn left on Pennsylvania Ave NW, travel 4 blocks SE. Proceed to Area 12 of the U.S. Capitol grounds, immediately north of the Capitol Reflecting Pool. The metro stations at Union Station and South Capitol are located just a few blocks away from the House and Senate office buildings. Union Station is to the north, closest to the Senate office buildings. Capitol South is located to the south, closest to the House office buildings. Cabs are also readily available near the U.S. Capitol. A limited amount of wheelchair-accessible Uber vans are also available in D.C. For more information, uber.com/ride/uberwave. About your visit to Capitol Hill. Security Notice: In order to meet with your elected official, you will have to pass through a security screening in all House and Senate office buildings. You are encouraged to bring photo ID with you on your Capitol Hill visit. You will be required to pass through a body scanner. If you are unable to be scanned or uncomfortable, please request a pat-down or wand screening. All bags are subject to thorough search and security screening. If you have any of the following items with you on your visit to Capitol Hill, you may not be allowed to visit your representative. Prohibited items include mace and pepper spray, any sharp or pointed object, knives of any size, including pocket knives, cans and bottles, any bag larger than 14 wide x 13 high x 4 deep, per security discretion, weapons of any kind, non-aerosol spray, aerosol containers, signs. This is an abbreviated list. If in doubt, leave it at the hotel. Tunnels. Both the Senate and the House office buildings are connected by a series of underground tunnels. Once you pass through security to either the Senate or the House office buildings, you can move about freely between buildings of that office without having to repeatedly go through security. The interconnecting tunnels can be found in the basements of both the Senate and House office buildings. Image, map of rally site, directions from the Hyatt available above. Accessible entrances. Capitol Building, public tours enter through the Capitol Visitor Center, official House business enters on the south side of the Capitol, official Senate business enters on the north side of the Capitol. Capitol Visitor Center, CVC main entrance at 1st and East Capitol Streets. The CVC also offers an on-demand shuttle and other services. Cannon House Office Building, entrance on New Jersey Avenue, SE, south of the terrace at the intersection with Independence Avenue. Dirksen Senate Office Building, 1st and C Street entrance. Ford House Office Building, entrance on 3rd Street, SW, or 2nd Street, SW. Hart Senate Office Building, 2nd Street entrance or Constitution Avenue entrance. Longworth House Office Building, main entrance, Independence, and New Jersey Avenues. Or the South Capitol Street entrance. O'Neill House Office Building, C Street SW between 2nd and 3rd Streets. Hill Cafeterias. Have some downtime in between appointments once you are in the House or Senate office buildings. Both offer a number of places to have everything from a quick snack, to a full meal. For more specific information on directions to tunnels, eateries, or to your representative's office, feel free to ask Hill staff or security. Please note that only water is being provided at this year's rally. Senate Office Buildings. Russell Basement, coffee and sandwich shop. Dirksen Basement, full cafeteria, your best bet on the Hill. House Office Buildings. Longworth Basement, cafeteria. Rayburn Basement, coffee and sandwich shop. There is also a cafeteria located inside the U.S. Capitol building. Services on Hill visits. CART, communications access in real time, sign language interpreters, assistive listening devices, personal assistance, accessible materials, and other services will be provided upon request for all NCIL conference activities. However, participants must arrange their own services for Hill visits on Wednesday, July 26. Congress is responsible for providing interpreters for Hill visits upon request. The following email contact is provided by the Capitol Visitor Center, interpreters@saa.senate.gov. Directories of the 118th Congress, 1st Session. Directory of the Senate, to contact your senator, use the directory at senate.gov/senators/contact. Senators are listed alphabetically with their phone numbers, email addresses, and office locations available. You may also find information by calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-225-3121 or 202-224-3091, TTY. Your senator's office will be in one of three Senate office buildings or SOB. They are Dirksen, Hart, and Russell. The room number of your senator coincides with the floor his or her office is on. If your senator is located in Hart 302, that office is on the third floor, Dirksen 439, is on the fourth floor, Russell 238 is on the second floor. Directory of the House of Representatives, to contact your representative, use the directory at house.gov/representatives. Representatives are listed alphabetically with their phone numbers, email addresses, and office locations available. You may also find information by calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-225-3121 or 202-224-3091, TTY. Your representative's office will be in one of three House office buildings or HOB. They are Cannon, CHOB, Longworth, LHOB, and Rayburn, RHOB. The room number of your representative coincides with the floor his or her office is on. If your representative is located in Cannon 328, that office is on the third floor. If the office number is more than three digits, Disregard the first number and the second number represents the floor your representative's office is located on. For example, an office listed as Rayburn 2439 is on the fourth floor, Longworth 1721 is on the seventh floor. Additional resources. For more help with planning your visit to the Capitol, please visit the Capitol Visitor Center's website. Visit thecapitol.gov/plan-visit/visitors-disabilities. Sponsors: Champion for Justice, Centene, CareSource, Hero, Elevance, Leader, Verizon, Trailblazer, Airbnb, Waymo, Ally, Cruise, Microsoft, Catalyst, Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, Tusk Philanthropies, Emily's List, United Healthcare, PHRMA, Ability 360, Friend, Capital One, National Disability Institute / Lead Center, Alterum, Advertisements, CareSource, Reimagining Healthcare, Inclusion Equity Independence Advancement, Image, CareSource logo. Image, a person using a wheelchair smiles in an artistic work environment. Image, a person smiles in a technical work environment. Centene Corporation. Centene is a proud sponsor of the 2023 NCIL Conference and partner in promoting independent living and supporting advocacy, organizing, and learning opportunities. Centene.com blue background with abstract wave shapes comprised of dots. Verizon. Verizon proudly supports the National Council on Independent Living. Image, Verizon logo. Image, an amputee uses a cell phone at a desk. Waymo. Waymo is proud to support the National Council on Independent Living. Together, we repaving the way to a better future. Waymo logo. Image features a man holding a white cane while resting his hand on a Waymo autonomous vehicle street side, on a sunny day. Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, National Paralysis Resource Center logo. We provide critical services and resources dedicated to people living with various forms of paralysis. Whether it is finding the right equipment or preparing for the unexpected, our team can help you source the tools needed for an emergency situation. Visit our website now and explore all of our valuable emergency management resources. QR code. ChristopherReeve.org. 1-800-225-0292. Image, a person using a wheelchair wears a FEMA jacket. Elevance, living life to the fullest. NCIL 2023 Annual Conference on Independent Living. Elevance Health. Image, a group of five people with disabilities smile and laugh together. NCIL DEAI Committee, a DEAI mixer and discussion. Setting NCIL's DEAI North Star. Image, 3 stars. Tuesday, July 25, 2023, 3:35 p.m. Independence Ballroom, Grand Hyatt, Level 5B. We are rebuilding the Diversity, Equity, Accessibility, and Inclusion, DEAI, committee and kicking off our reintroduction with a mixer and special guest. Join us to learn more about our plans for the future of NCIL's Diversity, Equity, Accessibility, and Inclusion Committee, learn about our new mission statement, and meet our guest speaker, Dr. Kevin Sansbury, who is a nationally recognized DEAI consultant. Dr. Sansbury, Dr. Kevin Sansbury is recognized for demonstrating a natural aptitude for implementing business and human capital solutions that generate value. Dr. Sansbury has a history of contributing directly to organizations, spanning many industries. Professional expertise and certification in areas including executive and life coaching and development, DEI and anti-racism, conflict resolution and mediation, and culture and climate transformation. Check out NCIL's new DEAI definitions at ncil.org/resources/DEAI-definitions. NCIL logo. National Council on Independent Living. Image, Dr. Kevin Sansbury headshot, A grayscale photo of a mid-30s African-American man with a broad smile. His hair is styled in braids with short-cut sides. He stands in the center of the frame, facing slightly to the right, dressed in a suit with a dark-colored tie. The backdrop of the photo is light gray. NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living. PO Box 31260/Washington, D.C. 20030. Web, www.ncil.org/members.ncil.org. Email, ncil@ncil.org. Voice, 202-207-0334. Toll free, 1-844-778-7961. Use our hashtag. Number NCIL 2023.